Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 26th, 2024, through Friday, March 1st, 2024. Monday, February 26th, 2024. Five defendants sentenced for $7 million embezzlement. Mark Angarala, Allison Angarala, Jose Garcia, Michelle Cox, and Lisa Minkak were charged with perpetrating a years-long embezzlement scheme that involved both no-show jobs and disguising personal expenses as purported business expenses. In addition, Angarala, Garcia, and Cox are charged with tax fraud for their failures to report income to the IRS, including income derived from the embezzlement scheme. Mark Angarala and Allison Angarala were arrested in Point Lookout, New York, from at least in and about May 2010 through at least in and about February 2019, the five defendants and the co-conspirators executed a fraudulent scheme to unlawfully enrich themselves by submitting and causing to be submitted fraudulent invoices and expenses to an information technology service company at which Mark Angarala was employed in a senior position. All defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, February 27, 2024. Montgomery woman sentenced for COVID-19-era Paycheck Protection Program loan fraud. Jaja Bouvier Koch was sentenced to 45 months in prison following her convictions for offenses related to fraudulent loans she received through the Paycheck Protection Program. Previously, on September 27, 2023, a jury found Koch guilty on multiple counts of bank fraud, making false statements to a federally insured bank, and money laundering. Koch received a total of $509,687.45 of Paycheck Protection Program funds. Koch then distributed the money among herself, her husband, and other family members. According to Acting Special Agent in Charge, Demetrius Hardiman, the sentencing is the outcome of the commitment IRS criminal investigation and our law enforcement partners have in continuing to pursue and hold accountable those who committed fraud on a program created to help businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, February 28, 2024. Long Island woman sentenced for obstructing the IRS, filing false tax returns, and structuring cash deposits. Lorraine Pilitz was sentenced to 33 months imprisonment for illegally structuring financial transactions, corruptly obstructing the IRS, and filing false tax returns. Pilitz was also ordered to pay $324,702.78 in restitution to the IRS and to forfeit a commercial property in Lindenhurst, New York. Pilitz was convicted of the charges in November 2022 after a two-week trial. Between 2011 and 2013, the defendant routinely structured cash deposits to avoid the required currency transaction report, CTR, findings, depositing cash amounts just under $10,000. As a result of Pilitz's scheme, hundreds of thousands of dollars were concealed from the IRS. As part of the same scheme to conceal her income, Pilitz also diverted hundreds of thousands of dollars of business checks into their and her family's personal bank accounts, maintained off-the-books payrolls, failed to file personal and corporate tax returns, and filed false tax returns that severely underreported her income. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, February 29, 2024. Miami cryptocurrency exchanger pleads guilty to running unlicensed money transmitter business. Raul Rodriguez, a.k.a. Raltavigia, pleaded guilty to operating an unlicensed money transmitter business in violation of Title 18, United States Code, Section 1960. Rodriguez was in the business of converting cash into Bitcoin and other digital currency in exchange for a fee. Rodriguez provided these services to the public through an online digital currency exchange platform known as localbitcoins.com. According to his plea agreement, Rodriguez exchanged at least $5,047,462 in digital currency from 2016. During the first 2 years of that period, he was the highest volume trader of digital currency on the localbitcoins.com platform in the state of Florida. Rodriguez further admitted that his customers included an online narcotics trafficker and a professional money launderer, both of whom were previously prosecuted in the Southern District of Florida. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, March 1st, 2024. Foreign national pleads guilty to role in cybercrime schemes involving tens of millions of dollars in losses. Yachelslav Igorovich Penchikov, a.k.a. Vyacheslav Igorovich Andreev and Tank, a Ukrainian national, pleaded guilty to his role in two separate and wide-ranging malware schemes involving tens of millions of dollars in losses. Acting Assistant Attorney General Nicole M. Argentieri of the Justice Department's Criminal Division reports that Penchikov was the leader of two prolific malware groups that infected thousands of computers with malicious software. According to court records, Penchikov helped lead a wide-ranging racketeering enterprise conspiracy that infected thousands of business computers with malicious software known as Zeus beginning in May 2009. After installing Zeus without authorization on victims' computers, the enterprise then used the malicious software to capture bank account information, passwords, personal identification numbers, and similar information necessary to log into online bank accounts. Penchikov and his co-conspirators then falsely represented to banks that they were employees of the victims and authorized to make transfers of funds from the victims' bank accounts, causing the banks to make unauthorized transfers of funds from the victims' accounts, resulting in millions of dollars in losses to the victims. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.